following topic of conversation came up last night during our my smichas chavrus here in North Woodmere. We were discussing Maisa Shabbos and getting hana'a from malacha that was done by a Jew for you on Shabbos. And one of the issues that we were talking about is, what if you are taking a flight out of Eretz Yisrael, like right after Shabbos, and you need to leave to the airport as soon as Shabbos is over? So what do? You call for the taxi to be there and be ready for you as soon as Shabbos is over. That means that the taxi driver is driving there right before Shabbos is over. So nowadays the problem is solved. Get Mahadrin and they'll take care of everything for you and make sure that it's a non-Jewish driver. Normally they ensure that it's a Jewish driver, but I think for the right after Shabbos run, they'll ensure that it's a non-Jewish driver and they'll take care of these issues for you. But there's another issue also. There's another fundamental issue that the post can deal with when it comes to taking taxis on Motzai Shabbos, and that is that there is a mitzvah called Havdalah. The Rambam in the 29th parak of Hilchos Shabbos tells us that the part of the mitzvah of Zachar Yom HaShabbos HaKadosho is not only Zachrei B'chnisaso, but also B'yitziaso, that we not only recite Kiddush when Shabbos enters, but we recite Havdalah when Shabbos leaves. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Reish Haditeh Sif Yud that a person is not allowed to do any malacha before saying Havdalah. The Ramah qualifies that a little bit. He says, not any malacha. You're not allowed to do malacha that involves a lot of time-consuming and involved malacha, but minor malachas you're allowed to do, perhaps before Havdalah. But if this driver is driving, and he's a Jew, and he's the kind of driver that was driving around all day on Shabbos, chances are he did not recite Havdalah. So when you're getting into his car, you are being machshil him in doing malacha prior to the recitation of Havdalah. So this is a question that the poskim in Eretz Yisrael struggled with. And essentially they came up with three solutions to that issue, and then we'll go back to the first issue. Three solutions that came up to that issue are as follows. First of all, the Rambam understands that both the mitzvah of Kiddush and the mitzvah of Havdalah are based on the same pasuk, Zachris Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho. How does one fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush on the Daraisa level? So there's a well-known comment of Rabbi Kiva Eger in Shulchan Aruch and Reish Ayin Aleph, where Rabbi Kiva Eger says, even just saying Shabbat HaTava is a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kiddush. If you just say Good Shabbos, or Shabbos is good, or something like that, you say, the Rambam formulates it as Divrei Shevach V'Kiddush of Shabbos. You say something nice, something that praises Shabbos and that sanctifies Shabbos, that's a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kiddush. So there are those that suggested that maybe it works on Havdalah as well, that if Shabbat Tov works to be Yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush, maybe Shavuot Tov works to be Yotzei the mitzvah of Havdalah. So Mela, as long as when you get into the car, this is what the Tzitz Eliezer and Chelik Yudbeis, Siman Lamed Zayin, suggest, that when you get into the taxi in Israel, you should say Shavuot Tov, and then proper etiquette will demand that the driver reciprocate with a Shavuot Tov, and there's his Havdalah, and now you can get into the car and you can allow him to drive. The problem with this approach is Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa points out in the name of Shlomo Zalman that there's a big difference between being Yotzei Kiddush by saying Good Shabbos and being Yotzei Havdalah by saying Shavuot Tov. The Rambam qualifies, what do you need for Kiddush? You need to say Divrei Shevach V'Kiddush Al Shabbos. Shabbat Tova is something nice and good and praiseworthy about Shabbos. Shavuot Tov mentions nothing about Shabbos. It's a wish for a good week, that I hope you have a nice week, but it doesn't say anything about Shabbos or about being Mavdil Bein Shabbos L'chol. So based on that, Shlomo Zalman thought that this maybe does not work. And whereas one only has to say something positive about Shabbos in order to be Mekadesh Shabbos, the mitzvah of Havdalah may also be more than just saying something positive about Shabbos on the way out. Probably involves being Mavdil Bein Shabbos L'chol. And it doesn't seem that one is doing that when they say Shavuot Tov. So a second possible solution, Rav Sternbach writes in Shuvas Van Hagos and Chelik Aleph Siman Kuf Samach Aleph, that he writes that there's no problem in having a Jew who has already performed Malacha before Havdalah to continue to do so. He has this novel understanding that it's not that there's an Isser with each Malacha that is done, it's one big Isser of doing Malacha before Havdalah. So once he's already started to do Malacha before Havdalah, to continue to do many acts of Malacha before Havdalah is not at all a separate violation, and therefore you're not being machshil him in anything. That's difficult to accept. because that would mean that if a person accidentally, let's say, did a malacha before Avdallah, okay, so now you can continue to do so, even lechadchila, because once it's already done, it's done. There's no further violation of doing more malachas before Avdallah. And that seems like quite a chiddush. Rav Shurmach then writes a third solution. And he says that you're not allowed to do malacha before Avdallah. That supposes that there's going to be a Havdalah. But if a person is never going to say Havdalah, there's no issue of doing malacha before Havdalah when there's no plan on there ever being a Havdalah. He said, Mashal Ma'adav Dome, he says, would you say that it's usur for a non-religious Jew to eat? So, because you're not allowed to eat before Shachris. So if he's never davening Shachris, so then he would never be allowed to eat. So he said, no, eating before davening is only an issue if you're going to be davening. Obviously, you should be davening. So he's got bigger issues, but he doesn't think that that's part of the same issur. The Rambam equates eating before Kiddush on Friday night with eating before Havdalah. So, and the reason you're not allowed to eat before Havdalah is the same reason you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush, apparently, is that you're going to neglect the mitzvah. You can get so caught up in the mitzvah, as the Prisker Rav explained, that's the Rambam's distinction, that the concern is that you can get so caught up that you're gonna neglect the mitzvah. That's why the Rama says only those malachos that involve significant tircha are going to be asr, but other malachos would not be asr before Havdalah. So if the whole concern is that you might neglect the mitzvah, that's only if there's any plan whatsoever of doing the mitzvah. But if the person doesn't need to be distracted, he's not going to do the mitzvah anyway, then maybe it's not included in that isr. So for whichever reason you accept, it seems that the poskim generally were not concerned about the fact that the cab driver did not recite Avdallah. What about the fact that he drove for you on Shabbos in order to get there for you on Shabbos? And Bir Alacha in Siman Shin Yud Ches quotes from Chayei Adam that the isra of getting hana'a from malacha done on Shabbos is only if the malacha did something to an object that physically changed the object. Right? These halachas of Maaseh Shabbos appear in Siman Shin Yud Ches. Those are the halachas of Bishul the Shabbos. So if someone cooks for you on Shabbos, they're actually qualitatively changing an item for you on Shabbos. But when there's no change in the actual item itself, they're just being motzi something from one rishus to another, so then it would not be a violation of Maaseh Shabbos. And the Chayadim says, but for Melacha Daraisa, we should be machmir, we shouldn't rely on such a svara. Nevertheless, in Tshuvas Oz Nidbru, Chelik Hei, Simen Yud Zayin, he writes that Peshas of Chak, you could be makil that to get on the bus or in the cab after Shabbos, because it's a bit of an indirect benefit from the Melacha, meaning the Melacha is really what he's going to, the direct benefit is when he drives you. How he got there in advance, whether he parked the car there on Erev Shabbos to be ready to take you there, or he drove there on Shabbos, that's much less direct, and that would not qualify as direct benefit that would be included in Maaseh Shabbos. One could also consider that probably when we are willing to end Shabbos and start doing malachos and get into a taxi, it may really be significantly after the real end of Shabbos, meaning we do tend to have some additional safeguards and chumras in terms of how late we observe Shabbos. For example, common practice here in America, most shuls, is that they end Shabbos 50 minutes after Shkia, because Rav Moshe said 50 minutes. But does it always need to be 50 minutes? First of all, Rav Moshe held that Rabbeinu Tam was 50 minutes. And second of all, it changes based on the calendar, based on the time of year. Sometimes it gets dark more quickly, and sometimes it gets dark more slowly. So if you adjust Rav Moshe's 50 minutes, sometimes it's really only 40 minutes or 39 minutes. So if whatever time you're getting in the car, there's a good likelihood that for 10 minutes before that, it really wasn't Shabbos anyway, so the fellow wasn't doing malacha on Shabbos for you. So for these reasons, I think the minig is to be make. Well, I guess it's always better to go get mahadrin, I guess, and you avoid all these problems entirely. Have a wonderful day, everybody.
Thank you.